Test. Is this working? Test. Oh, I had to make thing every. I had to make sure everything was right. It's been a while. As you can see, I need to put the spliff down. Oh, we wrestling. We back. Gonna have some good chatter. TNA. Triple threat. Was you outside? America Most Wanted. Was you outside? Team Canada. Was you outside? I even go to Aces and Eights. Was you there? And of course, Perk Angle. Was you outside? We'll find out tonight. Today, let me know. I really need to put this drink down. Let me know if you want to join the show. TNA, like, follow, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to join the trend. The show has begun. Sit back and relax. And we're kicking off the show, of course, with some music. Man 9-5 on the Cold Occurrence album, That Clock, featuring Little Vic. Fire.
Oh,
fire, we back.
Killjoy. I hear you. Come on, get up, you say. Time to start another day.
You looking for the time, I tell you the time. It's OE Wrestling time.
Well, there's one thing. They can't order me to stop
drinking. That good old TNA talk. Man 9-5, featuring Little Vic.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Get up, you say. Time to start another day.
I was raised on quarter waters. Yeah. And I was crazy that my daughter never know the taste. I blame my mama's orders. Cause she said if I'ma ever do something to do it great, it's hard to balance living. Yeah. But I'm grateful that I'm not in the casket or a prison. I asked and I was given. That's right. Upper echelon permission to muscle all the bitching is getting out of control. They talking but need their nigga to dig them out that hole. I burn their reinforcement. My level of not giving a fuck remains enormous. Overseas appointments, yeah, just to get a coin for what the Lord anointed. Mama told me it would be like this. She ain't tell me I be smoking no some weed like this.
Back.
The block itching
for the fix. Back.
I gotta pull that up. Upper echelon permission to muscle all the bitching is getting out of control. They talking but need their nigga to dig them out the hole. I burn their reinforcement. My level of not giving a fuck remains enormous. Overseas appointments, yeah, just to get a coin for what the Lord anointed. Mama told me it would be like this. She ain't tell me I be smoking on some weed like this.
Bury every adversary, drop samples, every member standing at the cemetery block. The clock tickets, it pops different when it's big. 9-5, kick them in the shit. These are the rules, I bought the jewels with the players. If you ain't like the handsome part of Jews, pay us. Group trees and move keys like Amadeus. Was too high when blue skies were kind of grass and ooh my. Approach a stranger in a danger mood. Aim to get up in your face like a game of Snoop. Bull bit the new chips whenever money's gone. I'm just a grizzly getting stung for the honeycomb. Beeswax, shit, I do mine my bloody own. Sleeping with the CPAP in somebody's home. Coming for your kneecaps and your hubby's loan. No happy ending whenever you rub me wrong, baby. Bad students think about
like Henry
the
Eighth. Never opening music by Man 9-5 and Lil Vic.
It's not allowed in the Uber. Mad guys sending bad vibes and Mala for you to I'm gone.
Still thinking the cops dismissing they pray.
Every drop samples, every member standing at the cemetery block. The clock tickets, it pops different when it's fixed. 9-5, kick them in the shit.
Oh, it's been a while. We're back in 2001. WCW came to a closing, and Jeff Jarrett, alongside his brother Jay Jarrett, started NWA Total Nonstop Action, and it leveled up from there. And in 2004 was the birth of TNA Total Nonstop Action, and it has some history. I cannot wait to talk especially about my personal favorite. We'll talk about that later. Perk Angle. You know, oh, we wrestling.
Turn on my beloved mic up.
Slim, what's up, Jay? How you doing? Get the dough, babies need nourishment. Yeah, I'll mute your mic.
Yes, Hunger Games up in my head. Gotta get the dough, babies need
nourishment. Gotta go and say
the facts.
Virgil, all right.
Nah, you ain't doing me like that. You ain't doing me.
For my black queen, Sasha.
And Gold Dust. All right.
Yo, you are foul, bro. You are
Jeff Hardy at number five.
Number five.
Gold Dust. All right, Gold Dust. All right, Ty.
All right.
Eddie Guerrero's going to Wrestling God. Yeah, just going to have to be mad. That's just how it works. I'm giving a horn swallow.
You get a god darn spirit squad. You get a nasty, nasty, filthy top five.
Who as it appears ain't on my tier. Being hated by cats who ain't make it, that ain't my fault.
My favorite what?
What is your favorite fitness move?
Favorite?
It doesn't matter what your favorite fitness is.
Oh no. Oh, this
is. God damn it. He's already holding 40%. Yo! Yo, Montez,
I'm taking
fucking
over. Yeah, I was about to say, hold on, yo. You lucky WWE got copyright, love. Boy, I would play the street fox.
I'm excited. I'm gonna beat her ass. But.
Alright, talk your talk.
I'm more interested in it now than I was before. To be honest with you, I mean, I was interested in it because it's, you know, it's money in the bank.
You gotta have some good and bad in their team. And even when it don't make this even. So that's why I'm like,
I mean, because really that was there, other than like the AJs and stuff like that, that was really his, you know what I'm saying? That was like the most credible.
Hey, angles right over my face too perfectly. That is funny.
I try. I swear. Yo, listen. I try. Stop. Let it happen. I'm gonna need you to relax.
Wow. Dog, it's like you knew where I was gonna be on the screen.
Relax.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Oh, we wrestling, we back. This is no cap. This ain't no recap. Just sitting here chatting, vibing, some good old wrestling talk. The TNA days, was you outside? Did you come outside when Aces and Eights was outside? That's when you was outside? Huh? When Hogan was running things? Oh, God, I said Hogan. That's when you was outside? Because I ain't going to lie, I'm going further back. I'm going further back. The real fallen angel, Christopher Daniels. The prime stage. Triple threat. America most wanted. Team Canada. Huh? We going to talk. But you know how we do. You know I don't do one-on-ones by myself. Let's go. Let's bring on a guest. But from Get Your Bars Off podcast. We're going to have a lot of fans join in tonight, especially Get Your Bars Off, man. Shout out to them. I was on their episode. Tune them. You can find them on all platforms. Early plug before you hop in here. But you know how to do it. Nothing changed. Ari Starks.
Do,
TNA. TNA.
You already know what it is, man. This your boy Ari Starks, man. One half of Get Your Bars Off podcast, man. Shout out to my boy Loso. But yo, man, I'm definitely here to talk some TNA. For me, it's crazy because I've been watching hella TNA lately from like just on YouTube. Like, shout out to them because they have so much of the old shows on there, old pay per views, and all of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I just like to watch wrestling and sometimes like just background noise or whatever when I'm chilling, smoking, or listening to music. But man, it just had me going back on some really good moments of that era, of those eras, and they know those are their best moments too, because you see the views on there, million views, million views, million views on all those classic joints, man, from like Kurt and Joe and AJ and Joe and fucking like Daniel, so many of those classics, so many of those classics.
The birth of a lot of people. A birth of the Canadian Destroyer, the most used move. Besides the super kick and stuff, the most used move. Shout out to PD Williams. Y'all need to put some respect on his name. And I ain't gonna lie. To y'all that know me, I'm still talking to you too, Adam Cole. I'm talking to everybody. Put some respect on his name.
Nah, that's for sure. I'm with you on that. But let's keep it tall. PD Williams kind of fucked up the bag a little bit on his side when he started like doing that shit with what's his name? Scott Steiner. I'm thinking of so many different Scotts in my head. I was like, you was son? Oh nah, bro, you gotta relax. But the Canadian Destroyer was forever.
Like, really? Like, I didn't like that at all. Cause I'm not gonna lie to you, that would have been one of the ones. Well, it's a personal list, but. Yo, if PD stayed PD, he'd probably been top five. Like, I was a huge. We're gonna deep dive in the top five for TNA, Mount Rushmore.
Oh yeah, but if you just throw it out there, he is definitely, when you talk about like legendary or legends or pioneers of that X Division, he is definitely one of the X Division without talking about PD Williams. And like him and Chris Sabin and was AJ holding Scott. It the fuck down. Yeah.
And I'm gonna give an earlier spoiler alert. I know we're gonna let's talk about now like some of our favorite matches. I've been saying this in the chat with y'all, and like that's still one of my top five. It might be my top five favorite matches of all time. AJ Styles, Chris Sabin, and PD Williams. I think that was at
the triple threat expert. Yeah,
I think that turning point.
I believe so. But that joint, if you talk about any X Division match, that, in my opinion, definitely number one.
Let's start off with X Division. Let's talk about the X Division.
I mean, for a kid who, like I always say, I got into wrestling in 97. So WCW, WWF, you know what I'm saying, was my go-to, right? Now, mind you, WWF didn't really have that
deep dive because I am listening.
But
let's join on to this. Let's get the other half of Get Your Bars Off podcast.
Hey, hombre!
Shout out to Sue as well. Yo. Shout out to Sue as well. How you doing? You like this? My boy, L. That's how I'm going to switch it. I'm mad at the L. L is for men, right? L. Loso!
Yo, that shit is funny.
My nigga Oso.
Chenga!
Chenga!
Yo, I can't be on too long because I'm cooking. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can hear the stove right now, so.
You already know what I'm doing. I'm in the streets delivering these egg rolls, baby.
Ooh, shout out Big Mom's Kitchen.
Yeah. But nah, man, we talking that X Division shit right now, man.
And I was just saying that, like, with when I got into wrestling in 97, like, WWF didn't have a cruiserweight division or any of that nature, you know what I'm saying? Yet, at least. But WCW did. And a lot of that, action that they was doing on there was very exciting, for, especially for a young kid. It's like I was watching Power Rangers and all of these different type of shows. So that type of stuff was exciting as hell to me. So fast forward, you bring, you know what I'm saying, TNA to the for, you know what I'm saying, to the front fourth, and then I see, you know what I'm saying, the X Division. It feels like that same excitement that I got from watching WCW cruiserweights in that late period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you could tell, like, the owners was from WCW because the structure, like, especially somebody that watched WCW for a while, like, it gave me the same feeling, and I wasn't mad at it.
Bro, the X-Division, X-Division birthed stars, nigga.
Division. It was low-key carrying the show, but TNA did better. They had, they had extra stuff to help.
But I don't think it was low-key.
Petey Williams was a star because of that X-Division.
We were just talking about that.
Petey fucking Williams. AJ Styles, early on, he ran that X-Division.
Chris Sabin.
Some, Chris Sabin.
All hell Sabin, bro. That era was fire.
Dude, Fresh, you might know this name. You might know this name because you a TNA watcher like me. Early TNA, Michael Shane.
Yo, you getting in your bag. Oh, we going to
Michael Shane. Yo, he was trained by Shawn Michaels.
Over there.
You got to show me a picture of him. That name sounds wild familiar because I remember that. Oh, he was trained by Shawn Michaels shit. You got to probably show me a picture of him. That name sounds familiar as fuck.
Michael Shane and Amazing Red had wars.
That's my boy right there.
Amazing Red, yo, like
Amazing Red. I first seen him on TNA.
You know I was gonna give you. Come on, I was gonna get in my bag. Come on.
Wasn't he in WCW?
Bag, man. Somebody in TNA that you just even. And he wrestled in WWE.
He was
talk about as far as you see in TNA.
He might have been part of Air Raid.
My boy, the alpha male, Marcus Brown, bro.
Okay, ooh, all right.
Was over. I ain't gonna lie, that house was over.
No, so
to me, he was
real quick. Before are we off the X Division? Because if we're gonna get into Monty, then we got a lot to talk about, Coach. Let's make sure we're done with the X Division before we do that, because it's a lot more things to talk about with the X Division before you go to Monty Brown.
Because we need to talk about the matches. So.
Right. Because you had, like I said, you had Chris Sabin and AJ and Petey Williams, who are pretty much building that foundation up and such like that. Then you got guys like Kazarian, who comes in after. Then you got a lot of dudes that became like household names, no funny because of that division, like Shark Boy, motherfucking
my boy.
What's my nigga name?
Going off for at one point.
Yo, like Shark Boy was that nigga, and he did the Stone Cold Steve Austin boy.
Shark Boy was so ass, dog. I hated Shark Boy.
He was
ass,
but he was over as shit though, bro.
I agree.
That's Orange Cassidy right now. Orange Cassidy, Shark Boy.
Nah, we're not gonna do that. Orange Cassidy, dumb fight. We're not gonna do that.
That's what you think of Shark Boy.
We're not gonna do that. Orange Cassidy can actually put on a fire match with Kenny Omega and Pac in the ring.
Like, I understand what you're saying. I
get what you're saying, but you said ass in the ring, and I ain't like that.
No, I just said his gimmick was kind of it. All
right, you got it. You got it. Yeah,
you got it, Chief. You got it, Chief.
Marry your brethren. Marry you.
Let me hear some matches.
But for me, like I said, one of the big ones that opened my eyes was like, damn, really the AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels feud. Like that one right there was the one that opened my eyes to the actual exhibition. Cause those were that was a real, real joint. You had your top heel versus that top face.
It went on for so long it didn't bother you.
Nope. And then it helped
when they added Joe?
Yep. Now that's the kicker for me. When that was the thing for the X Division, where it was like, all right, the X Division is not about size.
That's a lot of people. But that was a triple threat is just not mine.
That's my favorite TNA match. TNA Unbreakable, three way dance, Joe, Styles, and Daniels.
I ain't gonna lie, that's probably like top 50 matches all time.
Where does it? Is it high up or is it mid? 46-50.
That's what I said personally. Maybe
I'll say it's in that 46-50, probably 40-50 if anything.
Well, so go back and watch AJ Styles, Chris Sabin, and Christopher Daniels.
Yo, where are we ranking Chris Sabin as top X Division talent? Where are we ranking him?
I put him at top three.
Definitely.
Frass top three?
All hell Sabin was an error.
You putting him over Sonny Siaki?
I don't know about top three because you put... I got to put Samoa.
Top three, I'm telling you, man. Foundation, bro. Foundation, man.
Elix Skipper?
That dude.
Low-key?
Hell yeah, he's over Elix Skipper.
He's over low-key?
To me, the only reason why I had to put Samoa Joe in my top three...
Yes, he's over low-key. Yes.
He was the first one to make you be like, oh, the X Division is just these niggas that's just different. It didn't feel like, right. Oh, you're a cruiserweight, you gotta beat Nas. So when Samoa Joe added to it, it was
that like, was the dopeness of the X Division. No, that's what separated it from the cruiserweight division.
You feel like, okay, you gotta be different. I kind of like,
yeah, you just gotta be with the shit.
I like how they gave all the cruiserweights, because like in your head, you like, oh, these cruiserweights are amazing. They do amazing stuff. So you caught in, okay, it's just this division. This Samoa Joe, you know how he wrestled. He can hang with them. So now you look at it as, oh, this is just people who's extreme, like who can do other stuff and move on. The X Division was fire, man, but you got to talk about X Divisions. You got factions. Talk about the teams over there in TNA. Their money was crazy. Their money was one of the most over tag teams I seen in a while. That beer stuff really worked with wrestling. I'm not gonna lie. That beer stuff will get you over in wrestling. I was just about to deep dive into like tag teams and trios and all of that.
Yeah, I just want to just last thing on the X Division. I just wanted to thank you for the innovation that it brought to wrestling, the new spark of life that it brought to wrestling, because it gave you the excitement of the cruiserweight division, the ladder matches that you would see, all of that shit, bro, at all in one sitting, yo. And I just gotta thank the team over there for that, man, because that shit would be ever.
Literally, that's why I keep bringing up Joe, because after that, and they started adding like stronger people or people that can do the moonsaults.
Oh, yeah.
It gave me the feeling of, yo, this is the ECW division. Like, just ignorant as a younger dude.
Bro, the Ultimate X.
Genius.
That's why I said, like, this is the one that's going to bring me to that extreme.
The Ultimate X match was a genius idea. Genius
hell
yeah. Sport, like, shout out to Frankie Kazarian. He was amazing in the Ultimate X matches.
So yo, remember the crazy, remember the leg drop off the joint?
Oh my god.
Yo, crazy, god. I like, know that
like AJ, but low-key Amazing Red might be sleep going in that.
Was AJ ever in an Ultimate X match?
Heck yeah. He was in like
I believe so.
If I'm not mistaken,
The triple threat was Ultimate X match.
Nah, it was a regular joint.
I could have sworn it had the joint.
Unbreakable? No, that was a regular joint.
No. I'm talking about Sabin, Petey Williams, and AJ.
No. That's my favorite match. No, that I like that one. That's when
No. He was in the first one. Michael Shane, Frankie Kazarian, AJ Styles.
That's why I said Kazarian was the... He's like number two when you talk about Ultimate X. Because his spots... even the bumps he took, but the leg drop he did from jumping
that
off of the
heavy
shit.
Different, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I want to give Austin Aries his credit, but I don't like
that. Nah, you know
what? That nigga when he pulled up.
Austin Aries was a better heavyweight to me in TNA.
He was a better heavyweight champion. That was the dopeness of him, though, bro. He could work with anybody. Look, I mean, in his early days.
That's the fact, bro. His heavyweight title run was way better when he was in X.
Because it coincided with Aces and Eights. People kind of forgot about it, but...
Oh, you think... Nah, that's a... Oh, nah, bro. He was way more... He was lit way before that.
Yeah,
I ain't saying it just because... Austin Aries was like, that nigga was on my radar once he started getting it popping in the exhibition, because it was another great.
Do y'all remember the great TNA tag team, Generation Me?
All right, so yeah, we getting here. Now we talking about factions, tag teams, and
Generation Me. Ari, do you remember Generation Me?
I want to talk about this because they always kept teams you wanted to see.
Well, yo, there's a joke for Generation Me. That's the Bucks.
Generation Me. Wait, that was the
Young. That was the Young Bucks.
Yeah, Generation Me, right?
That was the Young. Yeah, that's the joke. They're the Young Bucks.
Versus the Motor City Machine Guns. Yo, their rivalry was crazy. They did a tag team version of what The Rock and Mankind did.
Rock and Song, yeah.
Oh, with no, I'm talking about was no crowd or nothing.
Oh, bro, halftime heat. Halftime heat
was crazy,
bro. As far as factions and tag teams, you already know who number one for me. Triple motherfucking X.
Yo, America.
That's your number one.
That's my number one, bro.
They wasn't even together that long.
They were together for a grip.
Not that long, bro.
They were together for a grip. And they even reunited later on because of Elix Skipper.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that shout.
I'm not mad, but number one, that's kind of
one, bro. I watched TNA
personally.
From the jump.
I'm not gonna lie, beginning. I gotta give it to Team Canada, bro. I'm sorry, yo, Petey Williams.
And the fact that Triple X was part of an even bigger faction, and they kind of like branched out of the bigger faction and made their own shit. Come on, bro.
I mean, it's kind of hard. I want to agree with you, but damn, America Most Wanted, Team Canada, Generation Me, Motor City Machine Guns, fucking, it's a lot more.
There's another one in there that I could throw. Beer Money.
Oh, that's the one. I'm Beer Money. That, yo, they was over.
Mm-hmm. Like, so much so they gave both of them niggas title runs.
Over, bro. Talk about a tag team bringing, like you said, bringing you to like the championship goal. Hopefully that might happen to Dax FTR.
You seen what CM Punk said on Twitter, right? His wrestler of the year so far is FTR.
Yo, that's what I said.
I kind of respect it. I kind of respect it.
I think it was Ari and Joe. I was like, yo, FTR is low-key on the run of being the first, I don't know if it's ever been done before, the first tag team to be best superstar.
I respect that. I respect that. Listen, I don't think it'd be them, but...
Wait, who?
I said, remember, I think I said that to you. I said, yo, FTR could be the first tag team to get, like, the superstar of the year award. If they get the first,
I can see it.
It's either them or Danielson.
Crazy. Their them first Danielson run is crazy. If they finish this year strong, it's undeniable.
Be the first tag team to win an individual award. That's fire.
Oh, no, that'll be fire. Yeah, because Dak's been going off.
It's not like we're just picking like a fan favorite team.
Come on, Skate, bro.
Favorite team of all.
They're putting the work in.
The work, yes, is respected.
But yeah, y'all said a lot of the teams that definitely like Motor Machine Guns definitely up there for me. Bear Money and America's Most Wanted. I gotta keep both of them on there.
I ain't like them. I told y'all I don't like them.
I'm going to put AJ and Christopher Daniels on there. Because when they were together, yo, they were dumb fire together, yo.
Samoa Joe was fucking him up week after week, though, by himself.
No, I'm talking about AJ and Christopher Daniels when they were in a tag team together. They had nothing to do with Joe.
That's when they were going against Joe.
No, they teamed up when they was going against LAX.
Yo, this is not Hernandez homicide.
That's who my fifth team is. So that's Motor City Machine Guns, America's Most Wanted, Bear Money, AJ and Daniels, and LAX.
Y'all remember Two Live Crew? No, not Two Live Crew. Three Live Crew.
Yeah, with, I don't want to remember it, bro. I don't want to remember it.
Ron Truth Killings and Conan
Games. Yup.
You too. Yo, I try not to remember that shit, bro. You gotta
give him honorable mention.
Bro, I try to forget them niggas in WWF, so I just watch them niggas again in TNA.
Ron the Truth Killer is the first black NWA TNA champion.
See, you're not talking about that, though. That's not what you're talking about.
And he had to run a one-on-one with
you talk about. You talking about when he was a number two ass nigga.
Conan was the manager, I feel like. He put in the less work, and it was just Road Dogg and Kid Quick.
Yo, Conan didn't want to do that shit, bro. Five, he was just trying to get on TV.
Top five personal favorite TNA.
Like just wrestlers, like individual wrestlers?
You could do a team or faction.
Fuck it. I'm going to get mine off and I'm going to dip. Number five, Jeff Jarrett. That nigga was entertaining as hell with his little factions. I'm sorry. Nigga kept the faction with him. Number four, early TNA Frass. Let me see if you remember, homie. What's homie name? Fuck. David Young.
That sounds familiar.
David Young, the little.
That sounds familiar. I can't visually see it.
Biggest travesty was not giving him a title run. That nigga had the look. He had everything. Number three. Number three. Damn. TNA had a lot of like sloppy seconds. Number three.
Just personal favorite.
Personal favorites. Number three would probably be Petey Williams just because of the Canadian Destroyer. That's one of my favorite moves ever.
Same here.
Number two. Shit. Can I throw Perk Angle in there?
Absolutely. What are you talking about?
Perk Angle got to go number two. That's what he was like. He upped his prescription and he went off.
You keep questioning that.
His prescription got double dosed.
We didn't even talk about Perk Angle.
And number one is AJ. Like, that's a no-brainer. AJ was TNA.
All right, before I let the big back, before I let you leave, though, that was your personal five.
Personal.
TNA era. All the way before, as long as it said TNA, no impact, but TNA. So, Perk Angel count, Sting count, all of that. Who is the Mount Rushmore of TNA?
Mount Rushmore. The first head would be AJ.
AJ.
Nah, it's Jeff Jarrett, bro.
Let him get his own.
The first head is AJ. The second is Jeff Jarrett. Because they kind of are synonymous with TNA together. Uh-huh. AJ, Jeff Jarrett. The third head. Damn, this word gets hard. Because you're talking about the entire TNA era. The third head. Can I throw a tag team?
Makes sense. Well, for wrestling to me.
The third head would probably be Beer Money.
Mm-hmm.
Because after AMW broke up.
I'm not mad at
that. They kind of carried that tag division with the Dudley Boys.
Levels, I'm not mad at that.
So they'd have to be the third.
They brought eyes to
that.
Like they brought fans.
Nigga, Beer Money. If Beer Money and AMW are like, well, it's because they both have James Storm.
Yeah.
But they're both like top teams in TNA. And then the fourth head would probably be AJ, Jeff Jarrett, Beer Money. I'll throw an next division guy in there. I'm going to throw Daniels. All right, geez, I'm out. Y'all be cool, man. Get your bars off podcast.
Bars off.
Kendrick Lamar album recap Monday. Tune the fuck in.
Hey, yeah.
God damn it. Y'all be. Oh, wait, hold on. What's tonight? Tonight's Saturday. Charlo by TKO. Seventh round TKO.
Oh, that's tonight?
That's tonight.
Who he facing?
Huh?
Who he facing?
He facing some Uber driver. I don't really.
Oh, boy.
Okay, y'all be easy, man. Y'all be cool. How y'all be cool, man? I'm gonna go tear this food up, man. Y'all
don't burn that. Cat burning says all right, Ari. Top five personal.
Gotta go AJ and Joe. That's anonymous. Mm-hmm. Three, Angle.
Mm-hmm.
Four. Man, this is great. Now it gets tough. Oh man, four. I'm gonna put Sting on there. Do I put Sting on there?
Personal five? Yeah. Yeah. Sting was TNA.
I felt like everything we wanted for to happen for Sting in WWF or WWE, he got all that shit to happen in TNA up until Hogan got there and shit.
Jeff Hardy, I'm not going to... Oh, man, we're going to revisit TNA, I'm telling you. I'm going to name this more properly, but we're going to talk about TNA more often because we got to talk about the Perk Angle era. We got to talk about Jeff Hardy. You have to.
And then my number five, I'm second that with Christopher Daniels. That dude was amazing in TNA, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking amazing.
So crazy, I'm not even gonna lie.
Fucking fallen angel. Like you, I was like, nah, this dude is a star. He's not meant to stay here.
He was definitely one of those ones I thought was going to WWE.
I really thought he was, bro.
I'm not even gonna lie, no question about it.
Like, he been around
promo, his wrestling style, like, I mean, he could be extreme, but even at that time, like you said, his work, you could see he can work a WWE style.
Man can work in the tag team. He can be a babyface. He can be a heel. His character work is so underrated.
Yeah. We're going to revisit. Christopher Daniels deserves
it. Like, dog, the nigga was Curry Man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, total polar opposite of Fallen Angel.
That's crazy.
And I didn't know that till like a little while. I was like, oh wait, that's Christopher Daniels. And I was like, oh wow. Cause that shit crazy, B. Wow, don't drive high. The bus behind me tells me don't drive high.
Mount Rushmore.
So many jokes you say.
Mount Rushmore.
Jeff Hardy's my number one. I mean, not Jeff Hardy, Jeff Jarrett. Ooh, sorry,
that's
y'all.
Nasty. Jeff Hardy.
That was
Hardy.
Nasty. Look at the spirit. Look at the spirit of Jeff Hardy trying to speak through me.
But the truth is, they saw in you what I see in you. You're nothing but a mid-carder.
Whoa.
Talk that shit to Jeff Hardy. Talk that shit to Jeff Hardy. He deserved it. But nah, though. Jeff Jarrett.
Mid! Every single thing in it is mid!
And that's on his rainbow color hair. But no, so my number one in my Mount Rushmore for TNA is Jeff Jarrett. A lot of the shit that we either love or hate, that shit starts with him, man, because of the crazy ideas this dude wants to bring to the game. And he signed a lot of great wrestlers, gave us a lot of great matches, a lot of stuff, man. So I got to put him as number one. Number two is AJ. You got to put him there, man. Like, you talk about the brand, the logo. That man is the logo when you talk about TNA. Like, you could say Joe, but Joe was like, he was that guy in Ring of Honor. You know what I'm saying? When Styles came over, he became the guy here. This is the person they wanted to make the guy. And they for surely did that. And my third, I'm putting, it's great to say, but I gotta put Angle on there. I feel Angle has to be on there. I feel like a lot of the eyes and stuff that we say, a lot of guys brought later, like Beer Money and such, I feel like those eyes wouldn't be on them if it wasn't for Kurt Angle signing to TNA. him signing the TNA was like LeBron going to the Heat, or you know what I'm saying, or motherfucking, that's like Michael motherfucking Michael Jordan saying he about to go to the motherfucking, I don't know, the Bobcats, or when he went to the Wizards.
Man, that was like up there with Stone Cold, The Rock, The Undertaker.
Like, and he still had a lot left.
You say Kurt Angle.
And mind you, what we last seen him with doing the wrestling machine shit, ECW, he just came right, brought that shit right over to TNA. It was turned the fuck up. It had way more freedom.
I loved it.
Way more freedom. He brought a main event status to that brand.
And I appreciate it, because when he first introduced that character, I was excited. I ain't gonna hold you. I was like, yo, facts. Like, because you know, it was starting to get into like showing you it's not real and all of that. You know, I like the realism. So when that Kurt Angle started, I'm like, uh oh, the original Suplex City, all of that. And then it was like, oh, they're not treating him right. Then TNA happened. Oh my God. Oh my God, yo.
It got crazy. What?
At that time, that, you know, when people ask you a question, like real wrestling fans like us, like what video would you show somebody to show how wrestling is right now so they don't be like, oh, it's fake, this and that. Yo, Kurt Angle versus Abyss? Yikes.
Or Kurt Angle versus Joe. You talking about a fucking money feud? Money feud. As soon as they got in the ring, money.
Yeah, that
money.
Was different. Like, that rivalry was different.
Money, bro.
That's the only rivalry I could say that beats, or that could, or you could argue that could be AJ and Danielson. I mean,
it did. And I'm trying to who will be my last one, man.
Talk about Ultimo Dragon. Like, Kurt Angle really had that picture holding all them gold.
Like, I might have to put Joe on there too, man. Like, those are my four. I feel like those four people, if did everything they could to like put that brand on their back and take it to new heights. An honorable mention, Sting, because you know what I'm saying, he was another one of those people that took that brand to new heights.
So am I wild that I don't know if I have a fourth. I'm not going to say mine right now. But, yo, I really want to put Petey Williams up there. I feel like he was one of those ones. But AJ do fill that spot of the X Division. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man. That fourth spot is debatable. I'm not mad at yours. It sound good. Because, like you said, Samoa Joe, like I said, Samoa Joe entered that. You're right. It's hard to. It might be Joe for me. I got to think about it. Because Joe really
longevity
changed how you view the X Division title.
Nah, for real. And it just, he just changed the view how you view, you know what I'm saying, your champion. Like, he was on shit with everybody. He was like, he was looking at this nigga like one of the best niggas in the world. Like, how we look at Moxley today is how we looked at Joe in 06.
Mm. Well, since you here,
Joe was like that nigga.
I'm going to close out.
Still is.
I'm going to ask a little bit more questions. Let's talk about some underdogs.
Underdog. I mean, one of the most underrated.
I should say, not underdogs, underappreciated.
Oh, well, one of the most underappreciated, but appreciated at the same time, Eric Young. Like, that dude had so much. You talk about one of the most over baby faces in probably in TNA history. That, yo, the motherfuckers loved that nigga. Even when, you know what I'm saying, Team Canada was heels, everybody loved Eric Young.
He was the first person in, yeah, you're right. He's the first person.
They ain't giving that title. They ain't giving that title years later. Years later. And that was a big moment.
I'm not going to lie, Mr. Kennedy.
I forgot he was there. He was there.
I liked his run. I liked his run. He had
the damn, what you the guy running WWE?
Asshole. He had the crowd going crazy. He was over.
I wish you would have got that in WWE, man.
He started off good, though.
Yeah, he ain't shaking enough hands, I guess.
Yeah, I think that was too, because look at his character in TNA. Like, you know how, I don't want to say it like that, but you know how, like, I won't even say like AEW. Like when stars go to indie promotions, you can see where they wanted their character to go, or their real, or really their real true. How WWE used to be, how so many stars was over, that they at like them times five.
That's what I'm saying with Kurt. Kurt was able to. They wasn't gonna let Kurt do no fucking flip off, no front flip off, no motherfucking stage. Hell nah. He wasn't gonna let him kill himself. Like Kurt was lit.
Different. The more we talk about TNA,
did the moonsault off the cage? But no, back to underrated niggas though. Back to underrated niggas. Kazarian is there.
Absolutely.
He's definitely there. That moment where he had that match with Kurt for the title. Oh my god, I wanted him to win so bad. I wanted him to win so bad, yo. But that shit was that was amazing. Amazing. Who else was very underappreciated?
Never.
I mean, Elix Skipper. You talk about that. That was a very underappreciated talent right there, man.
One-on-one matches and everything.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't. Yeah.
Shout out to TNA for letting him shine.
That was my boy. When I found out about him, I was like, oh, no. Once again, I found out about ECW and he came over there. But still, though, he was that nigga. But he was the ECW first, right? I believe, yeah. But nah, yeah, he was my nigga, bro. That nigga was so underutilized. Oh, man. Who else was some of my some other? Damn, man. I mean, most of the people. I mean, they did their work. Not everybody's meant to be main champions, but
putting their wrestlers on TV. What? Why did TNA fat? Oh, I'm gonna say that for another episode. Because I'm not gonna lie. Oh well, yeah. Actually, the more I'm thinking, I'm stuck in the era we talking about, the good era, and I started thinking about more of TNA and why it's impact now. So yeah, it makes sense. I'm sorry, I got caught up in all the triple threat. The amazing.
We was around for total nonstop action.
It really was though. Like seriously,
yellow, black, and red.
Even their simple, their weird matches was dope to me. I'm not going to lie to you.
The six-sided ring, all of that shit, just the innovation was so fire.
Seeing why professional wrestlers kind of don't like it working-wise, but as a
fan, I get it. I get it.
As a fan, though, that was different for us. Like, y'all don't understand. That was different. The first time I saw that, I was lost in a good way.
I was like, are you gonna be like hitting more rope? I don't know what to expect from it, but it just looked dope. That was it. It just looked dope.
The action of the X Division.
That's what it helped for. That, yeah, that.
When I first saw it, it was, I think it was.
That's how you showed that was gonna be the bread and butter. Because when they first started, they had a regular four-sided ring. When they knew they were going to do that X Division shit, they was like, nah, we got to change the landscape. But no, I want to shout out to the some of the women, too, though. Like, shout out, like, ODB. Shout out Awesome Kong. Awesome Kong was a god.
Oh, they rivalry in TNA. Shout out to their rivalry, period. But shout out to TNA for y'all, man. TNA really tried to satisfy the fan as well. I give them that.
When Awesome Kong pulled up, it felt like they found a female Samoa Joe. Because she pulled up and you was like, yo, who is going to stop this woman, dog? Like,
and shout out to all monster. These trio women. But I got to give credit to, what was their name? They was a good annoying
Hill.
Oh, the beautiful people. Those are my bitches. I love them.
As a fan, I'm gonna tell you, as a fan, I hate it. But a business person, they was doing their job.
They opened the door for female tag teams, in my opinion.
For the female, to me, trios. In fact, like, I gotta give them credit. The way they work together, like how Mandy Rose, like dominating, like every time you see
it, you don't get the Iconics if without the beautiful people.
Absolutely not. Even tag team, like you said, I agree.
You don't get that, man. And that was very, very underappreciated. Very, that's another people that's underappreciated in the industry. Mm-hmm. And they did their fucking job, bro. Hated them with a passion. Mm-hmm. ODB was so over. She was so fucking over.
I ain't gonna lie, I was a fan.
Big fan, bro. Like, come on, Titty. Come on, Titty. One of these shows. Come on, Titty. I was waiting. But nah, dog, like that shit, they had some really dope matches with them women, dog. Like, that's one thing I would say about TNA. They made me very interested in women's matches.
Shout out to my girl, Gail Kim.
Gail Kim was a god, too, yo. I'm glad they got their flowers, man. I'm glad they finally got their flowers.
Once Gail Kim signed, I was like, oh, yeah, this is it.
The Knockout Championship is real now. It was a big time that I valued the Knockout Champion way more than I valued the WWF Women's Champion.
I can honestly say somebody that like in-ring as well as story, I still like in-ring. I'm sorry. TNA was doing their thing with the Knockout. Like they was putting on matches, bro.
You're not giving me no female that was more over than ODB during that time. You're not giving me no female that was more hated than the beautiful people during that time, man. Like, no woman that was more dominant in a ring than Awesome Kong, and no woman that was giving you that great wrestling that motherfucking Gail Kim was giving you. You're not, it was nobody that was doing that.
I ain't think about that. I might have to research and revisit this one, because
think about that mid-2000s period, bro. I'm telling you.
They ain't say nothing wrong. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I never got a feeling, yo, that's crazy. Like, I can't remember. I ain't gonna say never. I really can't remember when you see them on a card and it's like, oh, I could do something.
Nah, you wanted to see who was gonna destroy Awesome Kong. You wanted to see if ODB would finally get a title shot. Like, all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Who was going to finally, you know what I'm saying, beat, or, you know what I'm saying, shut them up, fucking beautiful people up. Like, it was all of that shit, bro. It was all of that shit. And they did it so well, man. They did it so, they know they had to fight for that time.
Yeah, shout out to the Knockouts division, man. Shout out to the tag team division.
Tag team division was amazing, B. Amazing. Because it was really, it was no limit. And that's why you see where it's like, not saying they was pioneer, but like, a lot of the shit that we love from the indies and shit was able to be free and able to work on TNA. You know, whether it been styles of tag teams or, you know what I'm saying, type of matches, freedom in these matches, all of that shit, man. It was a lot of that going around, and that's what made TNA so fun to watch.
Their cage matches was so fire, man.
Bruh, fucking metal, what was it, the Full Metal Mayhem shit?
Oh, man. Yo, TNA had matches. That Monster Ball, I even give them credit for that time.
Abyss used to be a savage.
The first one was, it might have been Rhino. I know it was Monty Brown. Oh no, I think it was Raven. Yo, Raven.
It might have been Raven. I think it was Raven versus Abyss.
No, it was four of them. It was four of them. Cause I remember the whole thing, like, oh, they've been locked up. They haven't ate no food in 24. Yo, I remember that because I was like, I'm not gonna hold you. The little promo's like, oh, this is good. It's good TV right now. I go. It was definitely it is, for the.
They definitely knocked that shit out the park, bro. Like, but that's why I always love Raven, man, because he always can bring great ideas and stories and crazy shit to the game, man. I'll always appreciate what Raven does, man. He's a little crazy with some of his ideas, but some of them shit be fire.
Yeah, Raven, yo, Raven is underrated in TNA. That's crazy.
Hell yeah. Like, my favorite OGs that came to TNA, Raven, RVD,
mm-hmm.
Jeff RVD Hardy. When
he even had a fire run. Even early TNA.
Jerry.
Well, I think that's part of NWA TNA. But they gave us Jerry Lynn versus RVD again.
Mm-hmm. But shout out to Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn was done fire in TNA too. Jerry Lynn versus AJ Styles.
No, I think it was RVD, Jerry Lynn, somebody else, and Low Key in a ladder match. That was NWA TNA era. Go back and look that up. Loki was fire then. Loki is under.
Loki was dumb fire. He just had his like other issues and shit. But Jeff Hardy when he first pulled up was dope to see, man. Obviously Sting, obviously. Kurt, obviously. Bully Ray, yeah, because he turned up when he got there.
Absolutely.
I think who else?
He might be five to go over there. OGs to go over there. I'm not gonna lie, Bully Ray was different. Bully Ray was like a PG-13 ECW Dudley boy.
Because they had a lot of motherfuckers that came. Like Savage came through, motherfucking Booker T and them niggas, Hall, Nash, Steiner. Who else pulled up through that shit? I think DDP did one time.
Yeah, I think so.
One of the main ones I can think of. Obviously Conan, but he's TNA like alumni damn near. I mean, so is Nash too, but I don't care for that era too much. That's the mainly I can think of. They had a few ECW originals, a lot of WCW OGs and shit. But the ECW guys, the ones that really were like getting it popping in my opinion. Like Jerry Lynn versus AJ Styles is one of my joints to go to anytime I just need a match to watch.
Yeah, but you talk about alumni, Kurt Angle has to be alumni.
Oh yeah, he is. He's in their Hall of Fame. He was their first inductee.
Oh, I thought it was Sting.
No, I think it was Angle.
Top five matches.
Obviously, Joe and AJ, the original, the first lead up from the X Division Cup, because just their feud when Joe first pulled up and would just destroy AJ, you wanted to finally see AJ get that win over him. But then enters Christopher Daniels, which leads to my second favorite, the triple threat at Unbreakable. Third is Joe and Kurt Angle in the cage. Number four would be crazy. A lot of them kind of circulate around the same people, low key. But Jerry Lynn and AJ Styles. And then my last one is the triple threat. Chris Sabin, Petey Williams, and AJ Styles.
Yeah, I think I'm about to go watch that match later tonight. That match.
It was such a good match, man. It's like seeing the old versus the new. And like Jerry Lynn's one of the ones, man. Like, you gotta get it in the ring with him, man.
All right, man.
I think those are my top five for sure. Yeah.
Closing shout outs. About to clock on this T TNA episode. Wanna let them know where they can find you and get your bars off podcast.
My bad. I was making sure I ain't forget anything. But nah, yo, you already know what it is, man. Like Loso said, get your bars off podcast on all streaming platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Get Your Bars Off Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Get Your Bars Off Podcast. Follow me at Ari Starks on all social media. If you want to chat about more wrestling, battle rap, music, all of that such. Right now, I'm on at Kendrick right now, so that's definitely what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like I said earlier, we're going to be deep diving on this album. A great, great album, man. Miss Morale and the Big Steppers. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow us on our Twitch. Follow us on our Facebook, on our Twitter. You want to follow us, you know what I'm saying, to catch that live stream. We definitely go live around 8 or 9, depending, you know what I'm saying, what time, you know what I'm saying, we all get off from work sometimes. But 8 or 9, we definitely going to be on live for that time. But check us out, man. Tuesdays, Thursdays, drop dates, but live on Mondays and Thursdays, yo. You already know, man. Get Your Bars Off Podcast. You already know. It's always love, man. My boy Fraz. Too sweet on that, man.
Man, I see you. OE Wrestling, Frost Games, and so much more coming back. Sit back and relax. We'll be back. OE Wrestling.
Mic'd up.
Turn our mother love and mic'd up.
You swim. What's up, Dre? How you doing?
Get the dough, babies need nourishment.
Yeah, I'll mute your mic.
Hunger games up in my head. Gotta get the dough, babies need
nourishment. Gotta go and say
the facts.
Virgil, all right.
Nah, you ain't doing me like that. You ain't doing me.
For my black queen, Sasha.
And Goldust. All right.
Yo, you are foul, bro. You are
Jeff Hardy at number five.
Number five.
Goldust. All right, Goldust. All right, Ty.
You're doing that, Goldust.
Eddie.